Wishing you a beautiful Friday and a lovely weekend ahead, and welcome to your teaching from It's Time For Me. So all of this month we've been covering the topic of self-care, and one of the most important aspects of self-care is what to do when you're in a situation or just have a feeling that something is bigger than you. And what do I mean by this? Well, we all deal with different situations in our life. Some of those we feel like we're able to cope with very well, some of them we may feel we need assistance with. And when I say something's bigger than us, it just means that in our own coping skills or our ability to problem solve or our ability to have a certain perspective on things, we need a bit of help doing this. And I think it's very critical actually to talk about this, because some of us may be going through things that we can't seem to pull ourselves out of. This could be low mood, lack of energy, feeling of depression, feeling down, feeling like you're not coping with life very well. And it's important for me, as someone who's teaching you every single day around different things, to say that there are other resources and other help out there. If you're at a period of your life where you might be feeling you need a little bit of extra support, you might want to go and speak to somebody through talk therapy, like a counselor or a psychotherapist. You may feel that you need help around your nutrition and your diet. You need to go and speak to somebody about that. You might simply be feeling low in energy and want to go to your GP and have a good band of blood tests done. You may be in a situation where you don't know where to start and you're just not sure of what step you actually need to take. And in that case, I really do encourage you, if you need that, to get in touch with me by text. Again, as I always say, it's private. If you're just struggling with something and you just want guidance on what might be the best thing for you to do now, I can only give suggestions. Obviously, you mightn't feel drawn to that particular thing, and that's totally fine. But don't feel lost or feel on your own, because in every single person's life, we all go through things that feel bigger than us. We go through things where we feel lost, insecure, unsure of the steps to take. But when we're realizing that we are not the only one going through these things, we may not be going through them all at the same time, but we have been through them and will be going through them again, it's to give you a sense of comfort to know that it's okay to feel that way, and it's also okay to reach out for help. So some of you may be going along through your life at the moment and feeling grand. You might want an extra pep in your step or a bit of energy. You might go for a healing session. You might go for a yoga class. Or some of you might be going through some more difficult stuff at the moment that you're really, really struggling with it. And that might be the time to speak to your GP, go for counselling, and get whatever emotional stuff is in there out in a way that you're supported in that. That can also be talking to friends and family and taking that step and just going forward. And that's why I'm saying I'm open here at any time for you to send me a text through if you need that help, and I can suggest things or people to go to progress on with that. The most important part of self-care, as I always say, is care of yourself. And that starts with how you're feeling, but it also starts with the support system. You know, some of us are lucky to have great support. I would say I'm one of them. I'm blessed with great family and friends and an incredible husband who is so supportive to me. And some of us are not blessed with that. And, you know, it's not something I take for granted. I'm very grateful for it and I always offer gratitude for it. But I also understand that when we don't have support there, it can be difficult to feel like you're always supporting yourself, and where are you going to get that? And I remember one time a client said to me, "Why should I pay for support? Why shouldn't I have good friends and family around me to give me that support? Why should I go off and pay for a counsellor?" And I understood their point, but at the same time, I said, if that's a situation you're in, you have to come to a place of acceptance that that's there, but there are other forms of support out there. Even getting out and joining groups and meeting new people is really good. There's a great website called meetup.com, and it's for any place in your area. It's worldwide. So for those of you who are living outside Ireland, and there's a lot of you around the world, you can join book clubs, history clubs, walking clubs, nights out, cinema, theatre. So many different things that you can do, and all like-minded people. So I suppose just for today, thinking about where you're at, thinking that this is a key and fundamental part of your self-care. You are not alone. Things are going to be okay. And just to remind yourself of that, but to reach out for the support that you may need at this time. So I wish you a lovely Friday, and I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.